We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
A lot of people in New York have taken to wearing masks of their own accord. It's not yet mandatory, but Mayor de Blasio is now advising everyone to wear some sort of covering when they're outside and near other people. And he's not picky about what that covering should be, as Roger Stern reports from City Hall this morning. Roger?
Yeah, Lee, Mayor de Blasio says don't go online to find a medical mask. Leave those for the professionals and first responders. Instead, improvise.
We're advising New Yorkers to wear a face covering when you go outside and will be near other people. It could be a scarf. It could be something you create yourself at home. It could be a bandana. It does not need to be a professional surgical mask.
Now, some New Yorkers think that's a good idea. Others, like Mike, are a bit more skeptical.
The mantle from the mask is going to protect you. I mean, the rest of your body is still exposed, and it's going to get on your clothes. You just have to be really careful when you go home.
Keep in mind, the mayor and many health experts say the idea of covering your face is not so much to protect you from others, but to protect others from you in case you are infected but don't realize it. And the mayor warning that even with a makeshift mask, folks still have to stay away from each other.
The social distancing. That's the way to protect yourself and everyone around you, and that must be observed no matter what.
So far, it's all advisory. Folks will not be given a ticket for having an uncovered face. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Governor Cuomo on CNN last night talked about the emergency field hospital set up at the Javits Center, and he had some nice things to say about the president and the transformation of what was supposed to be a facility for those who didn't have COVID-19. Into a facility specifically for those patients.
Today, the president was very helpful, actually converting our Javits Center, which is 2,500 beds, to a COVID facility. I called him this morning. He got it done by the afternoon. So kudos to the president.
The switch was made after it became apparent there was more need for COVID-19 treatment than non-COVID patients. Also made apparently by the what was going on the 1,000-bed USNS Mercy, also designed for non-COVID patients, which had about 15 at last report. And in New York, the USNS Comfort had about 20. In New Jersey, the coronavirus death toll now 537, with more than 25,000 cases statewide, putting New Jersey right behind New York for total cases. Governor Phil Murphy has just granted the state superintendent of police some new powers, including the power to commandeer life-saving equipment from companies and people in the state who have not yet donated the equipment to healthcare facilities.
Of course, we continue our work to get the equipment and supplies that all of our healthcare providers and hospitals and workers need from all possible sources, including the federal government, our federal government partners, our state supply caches, individual and corporate donors, as well as private sector procurement.
The state health commissioner says the federal government has provided 650 ventilators, but the state needs 1,650. Patriots owner Bob Kraft purchased 1.5 million masks the hard way. Most of them are for Massachusetts, but New York will be getting some, as we hear from John Montone this morning. John?
Yeah, Lee, if you need any more evidence that our world, New York City's world, has done a 180, well, this morning, we love Robert Kraft, the owner of the team that in normal times we love to hate, Kraft, at the behest of Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, sent the New England Patriot team plane to China to pick up 1.5 million N95 protective masks for doctors and nurses treating the infected.
We have a big tractor trailer loaded with 300,000 masks that will be coming to the Javits Center late tomorrow morning.
This appearing on CNN with Governor Cuomo, Kraft gave 20% of the masks to us.
I think that was the only good call I've gotten in about 10 days. Mr. Kraft is a special man, and what he did here is just pure generosity and goodness.
We all yearn for a return to normal times when New York football fans can curse his team. But in these times, Bob Kraft is one of the good guys. John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
Well, at yesterday's White House briefing, the president had a warning for Democrats in Congress who created a new committee to investigate the administration's response to the virus.
Conducting these partisan investigations in the middle of a pandemic is a really big waste of vital resources, time, attention, and we want to fight for American lives, not waste time and build up my poll numbers, because that's all they're doing, because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says after Pearl Harbor and 9/11, we looked at what went wrong to learn from our mistakes. Once we've recovered, we need a nonpartisan commission to review our response and how we can better prepare for the next pandemic. I am working on a bill to do that. And then there was the plane load of medical supplies that Russia sent the U.S. The president said it was a nice offer and he accepted it. Asked if he was handing Vladimir Putin a public relations victory.
I'm not concerned about Russian propaganda, not even a little bit. He offered a lot of medical, high-quality stuff that I accepted, and that may save a lot of lives. I'll take it every day.
We've been hearing about Chris Smalls, who worked at the Amazon warehouse on Staten Island until he was fired after leading protests over conditions at the warehouse. Now the Daily News reports Amazon's general counsel, in leaked notes from its daily update with CEO Jeff Bezos, proposed singling out Smalls and making a case as to why his conduct was immoral, unacceptable, arguably illegal, and then follow up with the usual talking points about worker safety. The notes also referred to Smalls as not smart or articulate. The counsel, David Sapolsky, has apologized, saying, "I was frustrated and upset that an Amazon employee would endanger the health and safety of other Amazonians by repeatedly returning to the premises after having been warned to quarantine himself after exposure to COVID-19. Small says he is not tested positive for the virus, and he tells the Daily News they're digging their own grave. It's borderline racist. He says a number of workers at the warehouse have contracted the virus. Amazon says all workers there have been advised of confirmed cases, adding that we are following guidelines from health officials and medical experts and taking extreme measures to ensure the safety of employees at the site. A jewelry store in the Bronx was closed for business, but jewel thieves are still in business, so they hit the Fordham Gold Mine store on East Fordham Road early Monday morning, getting in through the roof of an adjoining building and then breaking a hole in the wall. They made off with about $1.3 million worth of merchandise from a safe. The robbers, believed to be four men, were wearing masks, but that didn't exactly make them stand out in the current environment. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.